Report: Israeli forensic teams detail signs of torture, rape, physical abuse. By Simon Kent on October 15, 2023. Torture, rape, murder, and a host of other physical atrocities. These are just some of the gruesome details revealed by military forensic teams mobilized by Israel in the wake of last week's Hamas terrorist attack on the Jewish state. Reuters reports around 1,300 bodies have been brought to an army base in Ramleh and stored in refrigerated containers where specialized teams are examining the remains. A reserve warrant officer known by her first name, Abigail, recounted finding maimed bodies, for Reuters. Multiple cases of rape were also discovered during forensic examinations. "We've seen dismembered bodies with their arms and feet chopped off. People that were beheaded, a child that was beheaded," Abigail told reporters. The revelations of mass atrocities follows news earlier in the week Hamas terrorists decapitated babies in Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday listed in detail the many atrocities committed by Hamas that he said he was shown by the Israeli government, as Breitbart News reported. "Images are worth a thousand words. These images may be worth a million," Blinken said in describing the evidence he had been presented when meeting with Israeli leaders. Related, harkens back to ISIS, Antony Blinken describes evidence he was shown of Hamas atrocities in Israel. Captain Mayan, a military dentist involved in the identification process, said he'd seen gunshot wounds and clear signs of torture. No photographs or medical records were presented by Israel's military overseeing the process, Reuters reports. Rabbi Israel Weiss, a former army chief rabbi, confirmed the body showed signs of rape and torture. "Approximately 90% of the military casualties have been identified," per Reuters. Efforts to identify civilian victims had reached the halfway, the rabbi said. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has compared Hamas to the Islamic State, notorious for its campaign of public beheadings in countries like Syria and Iraq, Reuters reports. Documents obtained by NBC indicated plans to kill as many people as possible, seize hostages and transport them to Gaza, and target elementary schools and a youth center. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.